Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning. It is Friday. It is a few minutes after 6, and we are moving along here. Happy that the Blues won. They've continued their streak. Carl Middleman's in a great mood as a result of that.
Yay.
Sound really optimistic and excited.
We were up
Please
late last night.
Please contain your excitement, Carl.
Well, he was worried because, of course, they let him tie it up with just a few seconds left, and then they won in overtime. So,
yes.
However we got there, I'm happy for them. That is fantastic.
In the long run, it doesn't matter how they got there. They just got
It's a
there.
W. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters, right? It's exciting. I'm glad to see the momentum they have. It's amazing the turnaround with just changing coaches.
Yes.
Right?
I just hope they can break the record, their record, tomorrow. 12 wins
well,
in a row.
Well, you know, obviously they got all the confidence they need. I'm not one to know enough about hockey to explain how momentum works in that game, but they're playing with a lot of confidence. If they were to break that record, it couldn't hurt.
You play Gloria at some point?
No.
Okay. All right. Strong feelings about that. Take it back.
Song's retired.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
is that bad karma or something if you play it now? Is that what it is?
Song's retired. Don't play it.
Ever?
No.
Huh.
Learn if I win a real day. Or fake, can I pick Gloria? Can I pick that song?
I don't know. I can play it here, but I'm not going to play it there.
Oh, you can't play it at the arena. It's what Carl's saying. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
No. I'd get in trouble.
Well, I wonder if there's a song that they've been playing in the locker room through their win streak here that might catch on.
Nope, they just have a good luck charm.
Oh, what is it? Is it a squirrel or what do they have?
It's Jobu.
What?
From the movie Major League.
Okay. I remember that movie.
Dennis Haysbert was Jamaican and he was worshiping Jobu and Jobu was not letting him hit the curveball.
Okay.
And after the Four Nations tournament, there was just a Jobu doll in there smoking a big fat spleef.
Ah.
And Jobu now has its own locker.
Okay. All right. So that's sort of their good luck charm. All right.
And
whatever
no one knows who did it.
I'd like to see a squirrel go across the ice, though.
I guess that's sort of an outdoor baseball kind of thing. I was just trying to think of
Barkley.
What the mascot might be inside of the Enterprise Center because it's
Barkley
hard to get anything
there.
On the ice. Who's Barkley?
Barkley the dog.
The rat? Oh, the dog.
Dog.
Oh.
The rat. What rat?
What's downtown St. Louis?
Barkley.
There could be one in there somewhere.
Named after Barkley Plague.
I'm just saying. All right. Well, I'm glad that they're doing well. So that's what's going on. And, of course, we're in for a weekend full of rain. So just be prepared for that. I'm excited. We've been invited to a friend's wedding this weekend down at Union Station. And I've never been to a wedding down there. I've been to parties and Christmas parties and
there.
All. Were you really?
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been to a formal wedding down there. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be nice.
Looking forward to that. That's tomorrow. I felt bad for the bride because there's
rain.
Like a 100% chance of rain tomorrow. And my wife reminded me that on our daughter's wedding day, there was also a high chance of rain. and the sun came out, nice. And it stopped raining just long enough for them to get pictures, and then it started raining again.
They're always saying, oh, it's good luck if it rains on your wedding day. No, they're telling you that because they feel bad that it's raining, and they're trying to make you feel better.
They want you to feel just a little bit better about the whole thing. All right. Coming up, we're going to get you a check of business here at the bottom of the hour. We got in other news coming up as well. Next hour, we'll talk to Congressman Eric Burleson. Before the show is over, have you... If you live in St. Louis County specifically, but in other parts of Missouri, assessments are being done again. In a lot of cases, it's a little bit of a surprise bill when it arrives because some assessments are up a lot. And the assessor, Jake Zimmerman for St. Louis County, has declined to join the Mark Cox Morning Show to talk about that. Not clear if that message came from his boss or exactly who's telling him that he doesn't have time. See, that's the weird thing. When you anchor a morning show like this one, and then you tell me you're too busy to come on and do an interview, it's a pretty clear indication of one of two things. First, maybe you're just not a morning person, and the thought of getting your butt out of bed at 6 in the morning to do an interview doesn't thrill you. And I guess I could sort of kind of understand that, unless you're an elected official. Or number two, you are lying, right? Telling me you don't have time to come on the air when I know you're never in the office before 4, 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And that's the show doesn't end till 9. The show ends at 9. So there's plenty of time between 5 and 9 when you're sitting at home in your pajamas, your silk pajamas, that you could let me call you and we could find out why these assessments are so high, because people are emailing me and asking me. And yet Zimmerman doesn't have the guts to come on the air here and talk about it.
And yet wanted us to promote something that he's doing. So let's not do that. Well, why don't you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
He's got a town hall coming up there. Well, why don't you just talk about that? No, I don't want to talk about that. If he can go sit down in the town hall, he can come on the show and talk about it. Mm-hmm. Explain yourself.
Well, Josh Hawley seems to make time. Eric Burleson seems to make time to come on our show. I bet they have pretty hectic schedules.
It's just an excuse. It's pretty clear at this point. However, one of the people that will be attending one of those town halls with him is County Councilman Mike Archer. This is coming up down in South County. And while we will be talking about the event, not to promote Jake Zimmerman, but maybe you can ask him about it if you show up down there. We are going to talk to County Councilman Mike Archer about that and Prop B, which is coming up on the ballot next week as well. And I got him in here at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. So be sure and hang around for that. That would be great. All right. Let's get to our top stories, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And those tariffs have come in, and every country has called us. That's the beauty of what we do, put ourselves in the driver's seat.
Yes, we do. Every country has called already, as we expected they would. Who told us yesterday you should go? Oh, it was John Kennedy. You should go ahead and book a hotel room across the street from a block of hotel rooms, and you can sell them, because every foreign trade representative in the world is going to be flying to D.C. in the next week or two to try to get these tariffs reversed.
Three different sets of U.S. tariffs remain in place and will continue to pose significant threats to Canadian workers and Canadian businesses.
Oh, my gosh. There's the Canadian Prime Minister there, Mark Carney, who's already warning that these are unjustified. Now, it's okay for them to charge a tariff, but not for us. How exactly does that work?
For the next couple of months, we're going to offer our customers the same deal that our employees get. And as you say, that's worth thousands of dollars. You come into our store, you get employee pricing.
Yeah, how about that? Ford is kind of preemptively going out there and offering you employee discount pricing, whether you work for Ford or not, so they can start moving some vehicles. Don't worry, Ford. You'll soon be rich enough. Trust me.
You'll see all sorts of time missing. You might remember during this period between 2014 and 2021, there was a Trump presidency. They just conveniently leave that out of it.
That was Lee Zeldin. Remember yesterday we had, if you were listening, of course, we had Griff Jenkins on in the 8 o'clock hour, as we do every Thursday. And Griff was reporting on that story. He did that interview that you just listened to with Lee Zeldin, the new director there, and he's in the EPA Museum. He sent me a picture of himself yesterday in the EPA museum that's about to be shut down. The Biden administration wasted $4 million on this thing that is one room long. And on the timeline that you see here on this picture he sent me, they left out the 4 years of the Trump administration and jumped straight ahead.
Which is hilarious because I think if anything, they would want to have some little I think they'd want to have something like, and then the Trump administration came in and reversed a lot of the efforts that had been made by the previous administration to make our area greener and all these things. Like, used it as an opportunity to jab Trump.
Yeah, the victors write the history books. That's the one thing you need to remember on that one. He was just going to leave that out. And now it is shut down. $4 million to build it of your taxpayer money and $600,000 a year in operating costs for a one-room museum that has only had 2,000 visitors since it opened a couple years ago.
I saw some statistic that it was essentially costing them over $300 per visitor because it was so expensive to run and to build, but so few people had come through it.
Yeah, your government tax dollars at work. There's no doubt about that. All right, we're going to get to that and much more. We'll talk more about these tariffs and some of the reaction to them coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are going a little old school here, aren't we?
This was my favorite band growing up. Teenage Kim loved NSYNC.
When's Justin's birthday?
I believe it is January 31st, and that's from a poster that I had in my room. It had his favorite ice cream flavor, and I think it's maybe his dog's name. I used to know really random facts about him.
Wow.
It's really sad.
Can you name all five?
I don't even know if I could anymore.
No?
Lance?
Lance.
Joey?
Lance Bass?
Yeah.
I remember that last name for some reason. I don't know why.
Maybe you just remember Lance.
Because I never listened to him. Well, I knew his last name for some reason.
AJ?
Yep.
Is that Backstreet Boys?
No, AJ's Backstreet Boys. I think. See, I don't know.
You've forgotten.
It's been many years. I'm not really still. If an NSYNC song came on, I might keep it on.
I get
on
those
and listen
two
to
bands
it, but
mixed up. The boy bands is all I call them. I get them mixed up anyway.
You're more of like a Boys to Men kind of guy.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, Usher.
Usher.
Oh, it's not AJ. It's JC.
Chavez.
How could you forget that?
And Chris Kirkpatrick.
There you go.
Enjoy Fat One.
Hey, do you? Know who Stephanie Turner is?
Mm-mm.
She should be, somebody says here, Wayne Root. I remember, if you remember Wayne, I used to have him on my show all the time. He's got his own show these days, and maybe he's on Newsmax, but they carry some of his videos on the Gateway Pundit. He said Stephanie Turner is a hero, and you should all learn her name for what she did in this fencing competition, where she discovered that the person she was going to be fencing against was a man who, due to his mental health, thought he was a woman, and she declined to fence with this individual. She knelt on one knee and put her sword down and declined to participate.
Good for her.
And the American Fencing Association has basically, I don't know if I'd say they blasted her for it, but they basically came out and issued a statement that they respect inclusion and they always will, and they don't care what people think. So they're letting men compete against women in these fencing competitions, and she stood up and said, no, not going to do it.
Why don't these organizations ever come out and say that they also simultaneously respect a person's right to choose if they're comfortable to participate in a particular competition? You know, it's always, we accept everybody and support inclusion and all of these things, but it's never talking about the other person who was maybe scared or was trying to take a stand.
You think? So here's Riley Gaines commenting on all of this. Listen.
Isn't it amazing how simply this can be explained? The other side likes to say this is complex. It's a complex issue. Stephanie Turner, number one, she's a heroine in my eyes. She said it so simply, I cannot do this. I am a woman. This is a man. This is a woman's tournament. I will not fence this individual. Keep in mind, this was at a junior women's Olympic qualifying event. So it's a really big deal. These aren't scrubs. Again, these are like, it's the pinnacle of their sport at this point.
Yeah. Not unlike what Riley was competing against at Division I swimming.
Mm-hmm.
and where women had to stand up and fight for themselves because the government that passed Title IX that was supposed to defend women in athletics and make sure they got a fair shake was then endorsing the men being able to compete mm-hmm. against them.
Riley has said, really, the only way we're going to ultimately stop all of this craziness is by more and more people just refusing to compete against them.
Yes.
If you don't have any competitors, they can't compete.
Just like Stephanie Turner. Listen.
This male athlete competes at Wagner College. The NCAA has continued to deceive the American people, and they've deceived President Trump in this. We saw this week as well where Ithaca College allowed a male rower to compete on a women's team in a women's boat. They are repeatedly, the NCAA is repeatedly rewarding the replacement of women in order to champion men in women's sports, which is exactly why myself and about 19 other plaintiffs are suing the NCAA.
The only question you need to ask is what, and I haven't seen the, I don't know the answer to this yet. How was this guy ranked in men's fencing before he decided to switch over and fence in women's fencing?
It's a good question.
My guess is, like many of them, he was 452nd, mm-hmm. and suddenly he's one of the top 10 fencers in the world in the on the women's side.
Like Leah Thomas or whatever. I don't even remember what his name is before. What was it before Leah?
I don't know why the I don't know why it's escaping me. I should know that. I should know it. It wasn't Liam. It was something. It's not, the name is escaping me. It's pathetic. It's what it is. That's his name. It's pathetic. Wow. All right. Coming up, Nicole Murray, check of business. Stock futures down again as the market overreacts to these tariffs. We'll check him and Nicole, then get to in other news for you about a quarter till. Stay tuned.
Tariffs are like whiskey. A little whiskey under the right circumstances can be refreshing. Too much whiskey under the wrong circumstances, and you end up drunk as a goat.
Nobody needs that. Let's get to Nicole Murray. How about that? See, we can fix all of Wall Street's problems, Nicole, with one shot of whiskey. See that?
It'll only take one shot. I don't know about that.
Maybe two.
I don't see Nicole being a whiskey drinker.
No, she likes the wine, right? You like the
wine?
I
like wine, Prosecco, you know, I'm
so
basic.
So we can both appreciate something that has to go into a barrel and age. That's the beauty of it. You see what
yes.
I'm saying there?
Yes.
It's not this stuff they can churn out every day like the gins and the vodkas I'm not a huge fan of. You have to take mine and stick it in a barrel for 5 years or 10, and then I'm happy with it after it's soaked up all of the tannins and the flavor out of the wood, and it's wonderful.
You a little bougie? You need yours to be in a barrel for 5 years?
Yeah, I do. I'm kind of bougie. No.
Guys are making me want brunch already.
You know, I remember, I Nicole, this will date me just a little bit, but I can remember when the people who were wine snobs wouldn't drink wine if it had a cap on it. It had to have a cork in it to be considered wine worth drinking, and now that's not the case at all because these wine manufacturers realized it was getting harder and harder to get cork, and it was expensive, and the cap kept it just as well mm-hmm. and sealed it up. So now you may be drinking $100 wine that's got a screw cap on it.
It's
right?
A perception thing.
Yeah, it's a perception.
You're right. That did date you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you only drink wine with a cork? Is that what you're telling me?
No. Oh. I definitely, because here's the thing. With a cork, if you pop it, then you have to drink the whole thing. Otherwise, it gets wasted.
Well.
At least with like the twist off, you can save it a little easier. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Carl's shaking his head now. Just go ahead and drink it all.
Just drink it the whole thing anyway.
Well, if you've opened it anyway.
Say, it's not difficult to finish a bottle of wine. Don't judge me.
I'm just kidding. I'm like a bottle of whiskey, man. Don't try that.
Oh,
for sure.
Oh.
Don't try this at home. So how bad is the... are the futures for the market this morning?
Oh, they are bad. Let's get into it. So futures right now are sharply lower. The Dow futures are down by more than 1,200 points. Yesterday, the Dow lost 1,679. The NASDAQ lost 1,050. The S&P 500 down 274. A local catering company will close this weekend, citing a tough business climate. Both Gourmet to Go's corporate catering business and its sandwich counter in Ladue will shutter at the end of service Saturday. The company is known for its boxed lunches and holiday meal offerings. CNBC reports President Trump announcing his new sweeping tariff plan sent stocks tumbling on Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 4%, the S&P 500 dropped 4.8%, and the NASDAQ tumbled 6%. President Trump's tariff plan consists of a 10% baseline tariff worldwide, as well as national select duties. China's finance ministry said it will impose a 34% tariff on all goods imported from the U.S. starting on April 10th. The ministry criticized Washington's decision to impose a 34% additional reciprocal levy on China as inconsistent with international trade rules. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. edged lower for the second week in a row. According to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac, the rate fell to 6.64% from 6.65% last week. The UN Trade and Development Agency said artificial intelligence is projected to reach $4.8 trillion in market value by 2033, roughly equating to the size of Germany's economy. However, the agency also raised concerns that AI could affect 40% of jobs worldwide and worsen inequality between nations. And finally, Tinder has launched a new artificial intelligence game. It's called The Game Game. You flirt with an AI and you receive a score based on your skills. Best of luck to all.
wait a minute. I thought Tinder was a hookup app.
I guess it's turned into that.
You practice with this AI thing and then you try the real thing? How does it work?
Well, as far as it being... My experience, yes, Tinder is more of a hookup app. That's definitely more of what you find,
yeah.
But they're marketing it more as a dating app.
I know a couple years ago that met on Tinder, and they're happily married still after all these years. But to your point, Nicole, it has morphed into what I heard is basically just, you know, hey, let's meet up.
More or less.
And I'm not judging. I'm just saying, why would you need to practice if the outcome is already... predetermined.
I mean, just because it's on a different app doesn't mean that we can't use the practice. I'm kind of like in the dating for dummies sphere over here.
Okay. All right. Are you telling me you've tested this?
I haven't tested it yet. I plan on doing it this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Really? Right. Tell us how that goes on Monday.
I will. But yeah, I am not the best flirter. I feel like if I actually like the person, I get stupid. I get nervous. I'm just like making weird noises like, you're cute.
I saw one of these comedians online the other day. So she said, you know, I watched these video clips of men practicing pickup lines with women. She said, for women, it's really easy. You just have to say, hey.
And what are the men supposed to say?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they're just some goofy, hey, you know, you're beautiful. Where do you work? What do you do? I mean, whatever the pickup line is, I'm so out of date. I can tell you what they are these days. But for women, it's pretty easy. So maybe you'll do really well against that AI thing there.
I don't think so, but I'll let you know.
All right. Nicole, good luck. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. You too.
All right. There you go.
Just don't say a cheesy pickup line. You know, if you actually... come off invested in wanting to get to know the person, I would think most women who are looking for a serious relationship, that would be flattering to them.
A cheesy pickup line?
No. Don't say a cheesy pickup line. That there's not many things, well, there are plenty of things you could say wrong, but as long as you go into the conversation and you're showing it a genuine interest in getting to know the person, the woman, then I feel like that in and of itself will help win her over.
Okay. I guess so. It depends on the situation, I guess.
Yeah, in the setting, maybe.
In the setting. It's a bar late at night. Maybe a little different, but yeah, I'm with you. I just have to tell you, I told you we just celebrated our 32nd wedding anniversary. I could not be any happier than I have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for my friends that have ended up back in the dating scene at my age. I know a couple, and you know, it's hit or miss.
Well, tell them about this Tinder AI thing. They can learn how to flirt again. If it's been some time.
I don't know if I'm a good person to give advice on things like that. I'm probably just not. I don't want to offend anybody, but I just sometimes I do. But I don't want to offend anybody in general, but I don't know that I should be giving dating advice because I think I would suck at it if I had to do it now.
You said 32 years.
32
right?
years.
Yeah. I'm about married. To celebrate my third wedding anniversary.
Yes.
Got a few years on me.
Just one or two.
I married later. I mean, not later, but I feel like I'm that old. But, you know, a lot of people were getting married 26, 27, don't you think? 28?
Yeah. We did. I mean, I think I was, my wife's 2 years younger than me. She'll say three. But I think I was 28 when I got married.
I'm pretty sure that's the average age. It's going up for sure. My generation is changing things. It's not uncommon for women now to be getting married into their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not the case, you know, way back when.
No, I think you're right about that. And, you know, I think we had our first baby when we were 30, when I was 30.
I just turned 33.
And she, by the way, on April 10th, which is just a few days away, will be celebrating a birthday.
There you go.
A big one for her. I said, you'll wake up before you know it, you'll be my age. She goes, gee, thanks, Dad. I'm like, no.
Dad, you're old.
Enjoy it while you can, because the time certainly slips by. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News with Ethan. We'll get him in the studio here in just a couple minutes. Next hour, J.J. Carafano is going to join us, and we're going to talk about some of these foreign countries and their attitude toward the United States on foreign policy, at least, and maybe on tariffs. And we'll get to Eric Burleson, the congressman, and get his take on what's going on up in D.C. this morning. We'll be back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So let's head to the rumor mill. Apparently, Kelly Clarkson is reportedly considering stepping away from her daytime talk show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, when her contract concludes in 2026. This decision is driven by her desire to spend more time with her children and potentially relocate to the southern U.S.
Oh, where's she now?
I guess out in Hollywood.
No, she's in New York.
New York. Yeah, one of the two. Okay. Despite the show's success, averaging 1.2 million daily viewers and winning multiple daytime Emmys, its high production costs limit profitability. But NBC is keen on retaining Clarkson for other high-profile events. And rumor is Clarkson may be replacing Hoda on the Today Show. Although they are denying this, saying that the move would contradict her goals. But
I thought Hoda was already replaced.
I don't think so.
I did too.
It's revolving guests. Oh, right.
I thought if you wanted to spend more time with your kids, taking over a network TV morning show is probably not the way to do it.
Right.
Just, I don't know.
But if that's an excuse, though, sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I buy that. That's the reason.
It may be.
I mean, it's a good reason to step away, you know, spending more time with family. Absolutely.
Mark, you can tune out for the next story. Bruce Springsteen has announced the release of Tracks 2, The Lost Albums. It's a collection of 7 previously unreleased albums, totaling 83 tracks recorded between 83 and 2018. This box set is set for release on June 27th of 2025.
Sue, write that down.
Can I assume this has already either been in Sue's news or will be tonight for Reardon?
Yep.
Because he's a big fan.
He's a huge fan.
He's not that huge.
No accounting for taste, but that's all right.
That's a lot of albums.
Yeah. It's a lot of outtakes. There are 12 songs that no one's ever heard. Because like some of the songs that he has in those 83, he's played live.
Okay.
But there are some of them that no one has ever heard before.
Well, the great thing about Springsteen, if you've heard one, you've heard them all. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I digress.
I'm actually curious because he's releasing one called Somewhere North of Nashville, which is a country-inspired collaboration, so might be all right. If you're looking to get this, the box set's going to be available in limited editions, including 9-LP vinyl set that's going to be about $350, or a 7-CD set, which is $300. I didn't know people still bought CDs, but...
Did they really?
Yeah, who buys CDs?
Wow, I had no idea.
I was just having a conversation with somebody who does, and this person was younger... this person said, and I can't remember if it's who the heck it was, otherwise I wouldn't be so, you know, obtuse about it, but she was saying, I like to control the sound of it, the quality of it, downloads her own stuff, and then can play that in the car.
Huh. That's way too much work.
Okay,
right?
That's a lot of work.
Crazy. After an anchoring Inside Edition for 30 years, Deborah Norville announced that she will be stepping down at the end of the current season. Norville expressed gratitude for her time on the show, but stated it's time to pursue new opportunities that aren't possible if she remains. She will host a new trivia game show called The Perfect Line that's premiering later this year.
Wow.
30 years.
Hard to believe it's been that long.
There are so many
new... she was on The Today Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, all those years ago.
What was she doing on The Today Show?
She was a co-host of The Today Show early on.
I do love game shows, but there's so many new ones. And there's only... like, I watched The Price is Right the other day. There's some classics that have been on the air for so many years, and they're still good.
Mm-hmm.
So many of these other newer ones are just not catchy.
What's your favorite game on Price is Right?
I loved the mountain climber guy. I don't know if they still do the yodeler guy. I don't know if they still do that, yeah. But they do. That's a great one.
The right answer is Plinko.
Oh, I love Plinko. That's probably number two.
Disney has indefinitely paused development on its live-action remake of the 2010 animated Tangled film. Good. Todd Pyro will be upset. This decision follows the underwhelming box office performance of the recent Snow White adaptation, which grossed approximately $140 million against a $270 million budget.
Ouch.
Leading to an estimated $115 million loss.
Go woke, go broke. But Tangled was popular, wasn't it?
Snow White was popular. Yeah,
but as long as they get
previous to the remake.
As long as they pick an actress or an actor that's not going to sit out there and bash the original of Tangled, I think they're okay. I don't think it was an issue with, oh, it's a remake, it's Snow White. It was an issue with the actress. People didn't like what she was saying, and she kind of tarnished everything with that movie.
Maybe the fact that she wasn't Snow White.
And they changed the plot a little bit,
yeah,
I believe.
Thank you.
A lot.
They did say that the upcoming live projects, the Lilo and Stitch and Moana live adaptations, if they do well, they might go back to Tangled. So there's a glimmer of hope there if you're a Tangled fan. A federal judge has granted Drake permission to access Kendrick Lamar's contracts with Universal Music Group as part of his defamation lawsuit against the company. Drake alleges that UMG facilitated the release and promotion of Lamar's diss track Not Like Us, which he claims falsely portrays him as a pedophile and cites violence against him. This development marks a significant step in the ongoing legal dispute, as access to these contracts may provide insight into UMG's involvement in the distribution and promotion of Lamar's track. He's just suing everybody.
Who?
That would be Drake.
Oh, Drake, yeah. I'll bet he is.
I mean, good luck,
maybe
Drake.
With good cause. I
they,
know.
They both have songs that. In the top 10 right now, yeah. So they're both doing just fine.
Crying in my giant pile of money.
Yeah.
It looks like as the April 5th deadline approaches for TikTok's parent company ByteDance to divest its U.S. operations or face a ban, Amazon has expressed interest in acquiring the popular social media platform. According to reports from CBS News and other outlets, Amazon has communicated the interest to the White House. However, the timing of Amazon's bid coming just days before the deadline has led some to question the seriousness of its proposal.
And I heard Mr. Beast wants to buy it as well.
He could afford it.
Mr. Beast.
That guy gave away.
He's a YouTuber.
How many millions of dollars? Several million dollars on his show, Beast Games
on Amazon.
It was the most money ever given away on a show or game show, whatever.
Does he have enough money? Don't they want in the billions to buy this?
I'm sure. Dance?
That's what the tariffs are for, Mark.
Save TikTok. I'm not even on TikTok.
Me either.
Me neither. Me too. Hashtag me neither. All right, coming up, JJ Carafano, and we'll get to a Congressman Eric Burleson at about 7:35.
Get more at 971talk.com.